3. Arriving in Paradise. Tom Titterington, 33, did not exhibit the wary, furtive look that formed the stereotypical view of those in the drug trade. Fresh-faced, tall and erect, with a receding hairline and thick constabulary genre mustache, he dressed in country club fashion, in a polo shirt neatly tucked into a pressed pair of jeans. He looked out at the world by means of a down-the-nose expression that regarded people with a sense of suspicion. If you were engaged in some illegal activity and you saw this individual approaching from as far as a block away, you would hear alarm bells going off in your head. Here comes a cop. And if you happened to be a drug dealer and he showed up in your territory expressing the desire to score weed or a gram of blow, or telling you he was looking for some boss skag, you'd need to have totally lost your fucking mind to consider selling him any sort of controlled substance. Yet, despite his straight-arrow looks, in the Fort Lauderdale Police Department, where in 1991 Titterington was working as a detective sergeant out of the narcotics division, at the same time Pilar was attending that Tom Harkin fundraiser down in Coral Gables, he had earned widespread fame and no small amount of envy for being the local wizard of deception when it came to carrying out effective drug stings. His penchant for this sort of work had taken root back in 1974, when he was 16 and had a summer job as a car hop at Carl's Chop House on Grand Avenue in Detroit, Michigan, which was a premier steakhouse during the city's heyday, when the chrome-heavy car industry still sat astride the world. He was raised in the white working-class Rosedale Park section of the city and had gotten his much-coveted parking job, coveted because of the big tips from Carl's customers, through the pull of his father, who was a regular at Carl's and who was also a plainclothes detective on the Detroit force, working vice. The old man had gotten his job through Tom's grandfather, a nightstick-swinging beat patrolman back in the days when if you arrested someone, you had to haul him in handcuffs to the nearest call box, open it with a key.